Life, Love, Faith, and Family is sponsored by the generosity of CityServe. Please go to cityserve.us to learn more about this amazing organization that works in cities across America and internationally. CityServe works through your local church to bless the underserved with their 10 initiatives. Go to cityserve.us to find out more and to bless them, won't you?
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. I'm Jim Kress, and on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son Zach, thanks for making us a part of your day. We appreciate your time and support for what we do to help you grow better relationships and a deeper faith. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Call our constituent care team at 800-526-8673 for information on AACC resources, courses, scholarships, and live events. And if you like what you hear on today's broadcast, tell a friend and join us on social media for more content. Just go to timclinton.com to find out more. And now let's join our host, Zach Clinton.
Thanks, Jim. Hey, everyone. I'm Zach Clinton, co-host here at Life, Love, Faith, and Family. We're going to be talking about youth mental health and sometimes how that boredom can actually impact our kids during these summer months, but also sometimes how the dog days of summer can actually impact our parents' mental health as well. Joining us is a very dear friend, Dr. Mercy Connors. Dr. Mercy Connors, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to have a lot of fun today because, as you know, we're in mid-June now. It's crazy how fast time is flying in the dog days of summer. So many fun things playing on the calendars. Kids are out of school. Mercy, for you, you're the mother of three incredibly beautiful little girls. Yep. What does summer look like in your home?
Oh, summer is very busy. You know, there's a lot less schedule, which makes it great because we get to do a lot more things. But it also, I find it a time where my girls are learning a lot more because we're outside a lot. And so they're asking a lot more questions about the other day they were asking, why is it raining and why are the clouds big and why, you know, so they're asking a lot of these questions, which is super, super fun. But we get to do lots of different things and it's a fun time and it's a unique time because it's not the winter where you're stuck inside all the time.
Absolutely. You know, we're just coming out of Father's Day, actually. And a lot of times the themes around Father's Day are just being active, being present in the lives of our children. So as you're talking about presence. Mm-hmm. It's significant on both fronts, moms and dads, especially in the dog days of summer. For you, Mercy, why do you think parental presence is so significant in the lives of our kids, especially during these summer months?
Being a parent is probably one of the most beautiful and most difficult things in life. It just really is. It's very different from any other relationship that you really have. And it's beautiful, too, because these children give to you just as much as you give to them. It's just in a very different way. You know, as a mom of three, I have a five-year-old, a four-year-old, and a two-and-a-half-year-old. So I am very busy. And each one of them needs something different from me, usually. My five-year-old is very much inquisitive. She wants to learn a lot, but she can focus like none other. And then my middle child is much more the go-getter and the wanting to be active and be outside and learning through doing, not just being. And then my youngest, I'm still learning her a little bit because her personality is just now starting to form and I'm starting to get to know her a little bit. But this one just wants to be with everybody else. And so I'm noticing that the importance of me in their lives, me and their dad, of course, and how important it is for me to give them my eyes.
Yes.
My 2.5-year-old does this a lot right now specifically is that if I am holding her and she is wanting to tell me something, she is literally moving my face so that I am looking straight into her eyes as she's asking a question so she knows that I'm listening to her. And then I've got my 5-year-old and my 4-year-old who are saying, Mom, look at me. Mom, look at me. Mom, look at me. your eyes are so very important to your children. Not only is it showing attention, but it's showing expression. Mm. It's showing interest. It's showing the wonder of what they're doing. This is one of the reasons I'm a huge proponent of putting your phone down.
Yes.
Especially when you're with your kids. And I know that that's hard because, you know, we're all very, very busy. We all have got stuff going on. And for me, I work full time. So I'm, you know, tend to check my phone to make sure that there's no messages or anything that I need to look at. And you know what I have learned over this summer?
Yeah.
This has been my full disclosure, guys,
yeah.
is I have a smartwatch. I have an Apple Watch on purpose so that I don't have to have that phone.
Right.
I can put that phone down and know that if there's a message or if my mom calls, my mom's got some health issues. So if I ever need to have her get a hold of me, I can. But if I put that phone down, and I don't know where it is usually because my mom brain is going crazy. But if I do that and I give my children my eyes, my presence, my thoughts, that they engage with me a whole lot more. They are happier. They are more excited. And it's better for us in relationship.
I love what you're saying. It's a great reminder that, you know what, we sometimes have to love and parent our kids uniquely based on their own unique wants and needs and desires,
yeah.
right? Doesn't mean that you love them in terms of, you know, at different levels. But what
right.
it's saying is that different languages, right?
Mm-hmm.
So being able to provide for your kids exactly what they need in those moments, but also just their presence is so important in a child's life. It can really just be incredibly impactful. Because
yes.
one thing we do know is this, that although the summer days are amazing for kids, they're home from school. Mommy and daddy don't typically get summer breaks, right?
No.
They still have to go to work. They still have to show up. They
right.
still have to punch the clock.
Right.
And it can be difficult because mm-hmm. there's a sense of disconnection where a lot of kids then will get home and they get bored, Mercy. Let's
yes.
be completely honest. They feel like all the four walls are pressing in on them. A lot of kids find themselves inside a lot more of the time and not outside.
Yep.
A lot of people struggle. They can't go on the same vacations as other people. You were just talking about the comparison factor for parents.
Yep.
Why can summer be actually detrimental sometimes to our mental health, both parents and children?
Yeah, I think the issue is not having a schedule. We are creatures of habit. All humans tend to be creatures of habit. And so when the schedule changes, when there is not this set time I do this or set time that I do that, it is much harder to be intentional.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I think is so very important is even though you are summer and technically there's no schedule, if you have a roundabout schedule, so around this time we're going to do this, around this time we're going to do that, I feel like that is very, very helpful, not only to the child because the child now knows what's going to happen,
yes.
But also for the parent because the parent's like, okay, at this time this happens, at this time this happens. And I think that that's just helpful for everybody. The other thing is that when we think about things that are coming up in the future, you know, maybe there's a vacation coming up or there's a fun weekend or July 4th is coming up. If we start helping our children understand this is coming, you know, one of the things that me and my girls do is we count how many sleeps until something happens. So Nana and Papa's house is coming up very, very soon. We
Uh-oh.
Have three more sleeps to Nana and Papa's house. but we have literally been counting down from Nana and Papa's house for like 45 days. So this to them is something that is building it up. It's something that's making it exciting, but it's also preparing them. The other thing that I try to do with my girls is after dinner to get them outside. You know, it's beautiful weather right now, especially right after a little bit of a rain. You know, it's
yes.
really nice. So just doing something small outside. This can be as easy as walking down your street.
Yeah.
Or it could be taking a stroll in a park or maybe going to a different playground than what they normally do. Vitamin D is huge, but that fresh air is amazing. This also just really helps with sleep as well, because we need our bodies to be tired. Our body is used to being tired
yes.
when it goes to sleep. So if you've been outside all day and you haven't been doing much with your brain, you haven't been doing much with your body, it's hard to make your body tired. And so therefore, as you have probably noticed, parents, your kids are having a hard time going to sleep. So it's really good that you are giving them that time where they're expanding that energy and that their brain is being used as well during that time so that they will be tired and go to sleep and have a good night's sleep.
My dad always told me growing up that it's the kids that hang out rather than work out that oftentimes get in trouble, right?
Yes.
Because they have so much free time on their hands. Mm-hmm. And when we have that free time, sometimes we get so bored that we begin to make bad decisions.
Yes.
There may be a lot of parents who are worrying about, well, what are my kids doing behind closed doors? What are mm-hmm. my kids doing when they're bored here at home? But I think you just offered them a great prescriptive plan of being able to say, you know, not only give them your presence, but also spend time outside together, have that kind of roundabout schedule, allow them to be disciplined, right, and have guardrails and goals and mm-hmm. things that you guys can work toward together. This is Zach Clinton, co-host here at Life, Love, Faith, and Family. And again, we're joined by Director of Counseling, Director of the International Board of Christian Care, Co-Director of Ethics and Advocacy Division here at the American Association of Christian Counselors, Dr. Mercy Connors. Dr. Mercy, as we continue on in our conversation, we've talked a lot about technology, screen addiction. We've talked mm-hmm. a lot about how kids sometimes suffer with this and also how parents sometimes struggle with this, and it robs them of giving their kids their full undivided attention and presence. But speak to you, obviously have a passion for green therapy, for green spaces.
Yeah.
What have you learned in terms of just the impact and the effects it can have on our mental health?
Oh my goodness, being outside is amazing. You know, I wonder too if this was God's, you know, way to help people with depression, to
mm-hmm.
way to help people with anxiety, way to help people with other mental health issues, because being outside, we have noticed, helps the brain in so many different ways.
Right.
One of the things that I absolutely love is that being outside gives you vitamin D, and that's
mm-hmm.
the happy vitamin, if you're not familiar. It really does make you happy to be outside. Now, obviously, I understand that it's really hot during the summer sometimes, so of course, making sure that you're being very careful with the how much you're out in the heat.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that you're not getting that good exposure, even if you're in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I really highly recommend to anybody, kids, parents, is going outside and taking your shoes off and walking in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds really kind of hokey maybe, but it is so good for your mental health because it's this grounding thing that your body almost like it connects to the ground. It can feel the ground through your feet, and it is super, super good for your mental health.
Yes.
The other thing is taking very good deep breaths. One of the things that I like to do when I'm outside is to read the Psalms, especially
yes.
the Psalms of David,
yes.
because he's very creative in the way he talks about nature and how it connects him to God. One of the things that I would like to do this summer, it's one of my bucket lists, is to have my girls read a psalm, so mm-hmm. us read a psalm to them, and then find these things in around our house. So
that.
Like the different, like maybe a stream or a leaf or a mountain or something
mm-hmm.
like that, so that then I can help them connect that scripture to the nature around them and seeing how that is showing them not only the beauty of nature, but also how much God loves them, because God created this world for us, which
That's
is
right.
so amazing. So I'm super into the green spaces. It's so, so good for your brain. It's good for detoxifying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also really, really good for sleep.
Yes.
I don't know if people are familiar, but oftentimes people have jet lag because they're doing a lot of traveling.
Yep.
So here's your one tip if you have jet lag, to watch a sunset over water. It actually resets your body clock, and that will help you not only enjoy your vacation a little bit better, but also enjoy when you come back, because sometimes we're jet lagged when we come back. So that's something just to recommend to you. It really helps bring back that circadian rhythm so you can gain rest again.
Come on, Dr. Mercy. That's some really good stuff right there. I would encourage all of our listeners as well to get outside. It's so
mm-hmm.
important. Find beauty in God's majesty. I'll never forget when Dr. Mark Batterson, I was interviewing him in the past, and he said, you can always assess the spiritual maturity of an individual by whether or not they can see the miraculous in the
mm-hmm.
midst of the monotonous. I think so many of us, we have our heads down and we're just not paying attention to all of the beauty
yeah.
that is already there.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking for God outside, getting outside, doing fun things together, again, creating memories and creating special moments. You know, we've talked a lot about the mental health in a sense of kids sometimes and what boredom can do during the summer to them. But a lot of what we haven't talked about is sometimes the mental health and the way that those things can be impacted for parents during the summer months. Mm-hmm. When I think about kids being home, we naturally are going to divert our attention to our kids. It's going to demand more of that attention, demand more of that time, more of that effort, and sometimes, Mercy, that can begin to allow us to neglect each other in our marriages. How significant is it to prioritize things such as date nights, especially within those relationships, within our marriages, to enhance those things as well as trying to enhance the family community and rhythm and culture within our homes as well?
Yeah, I think it's so very important that we remember that summer, yes, is summer vacation and it's different, but that doesn't mean that you don't need the things that you normally need during the school year.
Yes.
And having that specific time with your spouse is so very important. I mean, like you said, Zach, you are with the children so much.
All the time.
And sometimes that, well, it is all the time depleting in some way, shape, or form. Maybe patience or maybe energy or just even brain cells. You know, sometimes I can't even remember where I put my coffee. but this is where it's becoming intentional. Yeah. One of the things that me and my husband do, sometimes we can't do date night.
Yeah.
But what we can do is we can have lunch together during the day because we both work. So sometimes Jesse will come and pick me up and we'll go and have lunch together. So maybe it's not a date night, but it's that time that we're together, just the two of us. And it's so, so very important. The other thing to think about, too, is allowing the kids to have their own thing, doing their own thing. Maybe they're doing an art project or they're doing some type of fun thing. Maybe they're playing their own game. And then you as a parent, the parents, go and play your own game.
Yeah.
That way, yes, maybe it's not completely away from the children,
that's right,
but it is something that you can do that still gives you time together. And then there's the other thing of going to a park and allowing the kids to play at the park and you and your spouse just sit and spend time together talking. One of the most important things about making sure that you have time is, again, that connection, that eye contact.
Yes.
It is just that you are communicating about stuff. And sometimes we have to riddle through or go through all the things that I'm like, I got to tell my husband this and this and this, and this is the next schedule and this is the next thing that we're doing. But also to remember, it's very important that you talk about something that's important to you, something that's happened maybe in the last couple of days, or maybe it's something from your quiet time that God has been showing you, something that is personal and vulnerable for your spouse to hear. And that, again, remember that that connection is also important, not just the riddle of we got to talk about the kids did this or the kids did that.
It's so good. We have to prioritize each other in our love life as we continue to enhance our marriages every day. You know, early in me and Evelyn's marriage, like the first couple of months, I was often bringing work home with me. I'm a helper. I'm a fixer. I wanted to help everybody. And at times it was causing me to neglect, in a sense, my wife in that relationship. And I'll never forget that Evelyn said, Zach, I just want your time. And what she meant by that was, I want your undivided attention, Zach. That's what I really want from you. And so when I finally got that and it finally clicked for me, things began to work in ways that I've never even seen them work in our relationship up to that point. And we do this thing called a marriage journal, right? A plug to the marriage journal. What it does is it gives you like a page long kind of devotional about a specific pillar or concept that make up good godly marriages. Then it has a calendar that you fill out together for the entire week. So that way you can plan out and prioritize a date night or time with the kids. And then at the end of the week, it asks you a bunch of questions that you can go through to get to know one another at a much deeper level. Is there anything that maybe you're harboring unforgiveness for one another during this weekend? Is there anything that caused joy from one another? And just bringing these simple principles and practical things to our life that help enhance our relationships. Prioritize that stuff this summer because it matters more than we know. But another piece that you talked about was sometimes parents can get lost in this comparison trap where it's like they look on social media and all of the other moms and dads are taking their kids to Disney World and they can do all these big grandiose things. But what if we don't have the finances to do those things this year? What does it look like to actually be content and make a joyful experience with where we are at and what God has blessed us with in this season? What would you say to the parent out there struggling with comparison?
Yeah, I think, first of all, put that phone down.
Yeah, that's right.
that's the first thing. Take a hiatus from all of social media. I can tell you from personal experience that I took 30 days off of social media and I didn't go back. That, to me, showed me so much of how social social media was actually detrimental to me.
Yep.
And, you know, what I found out is that I talked to the people I wanted to talk to.
Mm.
It was much more intentional for me. It was much more important to me. I sent specific text messages to those people because I wanted to talk to them.
Yes.
So that's the first thing. Put it down. Stop it. Just stop it for a month. Just give it a rest. Second thing, too, is understand that people are in different stages of life.
That's right.
Me and my husband, like I said earlier, we've got a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2.5-year-old.
Right.
Traveling is beyond difficult. Up until this point, we really didn't do very many vacations unless we were going to go see family.
Yeah.
It just was impossible for us. It was so difficult. And sometimes I felt like, oh, I'm not giving my kids what I think they should have. They should each have a vacation every year. And I'm like, wait, they're not even going to remember half of this, you know. But the thing that they are going to remember is me. The thing that they are going to remember is Daddy. The thing that they are going to remember is us laughing around the couch together, around the table together. That's what they're going to remember. And I think we have to realize is that kids are very simple.
Yeah.
They don't need a lot. They just want your time and your presence and your attention.
Mm.
And, you know, that's not hard to give. You know, it is free, actually,
yeah,
when you think about it. And so these big, grandiose vacations, yes, they're wonderful. But also remember, you know, we were just at the beach. It was the first time my girls have ever gone to the beach over the weekend. Again, we are now able to travel. you know, one of the things was, is I was like, oh, I want to take pictures of all of this. And I'm like, but I'm not going to remember it.
Mm.
So I set the phone down and I enjoyed watching my girls like the beach. Mm. I enjoyed watching them jump in the water. I enjoyed them playing on the sand, getting way sandier than I wanted them to. And I loved it because I wasn't trying to capture every moment, because now my brain can remember it, not just my phone can remember it.
Mm.
And I feel like that's one thing that me and my husband talked about over the weekend, is that sometimes because we have videos and because we have pictures, that sometimes we don't remember. We remember through those videos and those pictures. It's important for us to pull up our own memories,
yes,
of that situation, because there are times when we look at a picture, we're like, wait, what was happening here? But we don't remember. But if we would have maybe put that phone down and not taken a picture at that point in time, maybe we would have remembered what was happening and how fun it was. So that's something that I really highly recommend. The other thing, too, is to realize that your kids want you, so the time that you give them is more important than the things that you give them.
Amen.
You know, there are wonderful vacations out there, and there's lots of people having them. But there are also wonderful staycations, and there are wonderful things that you can do around your house. One of the things that I love to do is I love to go on Pinterest. Here's a plug for Pinterest. And it'll tell me what are the things to do in Virginia.
Mm.
And so I will look up all these cool things. Now, a lot of them's hiking, and I'm like, my 2.5-year-old cannot do that. But but it will also tell me different things that she can do.
Yeah.
One of them had a little train ride that we may go on later on. The other thing was, it was showing us this beautiful garden that we could go to and teach the kids about pollination and things like that. There's a place in our little town that shows them the history of our little town. And I'm like, these are the things that I would love to take my kids to that are free,
yes,
that they're going to remember, that they're going to enjoy. They're getting outside. They're enjoying it. But it's not hard on us as parents saying, I wish I could give more, because my kids love what I'm giving them.
Mm. Put the phone down. Just incorporate your presence in your child's daily life, because it matters more than you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my dad has always revealed that the research clearly states that those families who pray together stay together.
Yes.
But it also indicates that the families that not just pray together, but also eat together,
mm-hmm,
and play together,
mm-hmm,
are the ones that stay together.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you're prioritizing those things this summer. And also, I'll end with this, because I think you so eloquently stated the Maya Angelou quote that says, people forget what you said. People will even forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that your kids feel loved, feel seen, feel heard, and feel appreciated, even in the dog days of summer. Dr. Mercy Connors, I cannot thank you enough for your time, for your willingness to join us. I know your personal family is blessed by you every day, but also your greater family here is blessed by you every day at AACC as well. So thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.
To all of our listeners at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, we just wanted to say thank you again for tuning in today, and we love being a part of your life.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, God's richest blessings to you all. Join us again next time, and don't forget to go to timclinton.com to contact us, or give us a call. You can call our constituent care team at 800-526-8673 for information on AACC resources, courses, scholarships, and live events. That's 800-526-8673. I'm Jim Kress. Thanks again for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Life, Love, Faith, and Family is sponsored by the generosity of CityServe. Please go to cityserve.us to learn more about this amazing organization that works in cities across America and internationally. CityServe works through your local church to bless the underserved with their 10 initiatives. Go to cityserve.us to find out more and to bless them, won't you?